Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
This week, our sponsor is MorningRecoveryDrink.com. Everybody knows Summer Mary likes to go out, have my wine, have my vodka soda, but who wants to feel like crap in the morning? Take this drink. It's super easy. You can go out, have fun with your girls, go on some dates, and feel refreshed in the morning. It's super simple. You take it before you go to bed. It's just a tiny little bottle. It's actually really cute, and it's glass, and it says, "Take me tonight." And you just drink it and feel fresh as a daisy when you wake up. I'll go to Orange Theory the next day. I'll go to my job. And I don't have to think about maybe having a few cocktails the night before and letting loose. Because who wants to feel bad about that, okay? So please go to MorningRecoveryDrink.com. Use the code TJG for $5 off and let me know what your experience is like. We brought it to the Erika Jayne concert and I literally was getting DMs the next day saying they already bought it. So have I ever steered you wrong? Two Jiggy girls and Mary from the Bay would never do that. MorningRecoveryDrink.com. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay, and we have a very special guest. She's literally already laughing. My sister, Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm literally wearing sunglasses because I'm sitting half a foot away from Mary right now, and like I can't take this seriously. So
I've never been so nervous for a podcast, even though I live with her.
I'm the black sheep that stays downstairs. If you guys don't know me,
yeah. Tell us more about yourself.
There's not much to say. I don't know.
Do you want to say what your occupation is?
I'm a nurse.
Yeah. So she's a nurse. But anyways, okay. So let's talk news this week. So guys, I spread some bad news. I spread some fake news this week, tipped off by Us Weekly though. So basically, Bethany was spotted with a new man in Boston. So Us Weekly put out a name. I clearly went to Bethany's Instagram followers, found him, and posted it on our story. Can you tell us about that guy?
He was a smoke show.
Smoke show. 29 years old, abs. I was like, wow.
I hit that follow button real quick. I was there for it. I'm still here for it. So is he single? What did we find out?
So basically, that was the wrong person. So right. I apologize.
But I mean, that's a good thing for us.
We did find a new smoke show. So right. Important. But she is dating a guy. He's produced some TV shows. He's a real estate mogul. He's older. He looks exactly like Jason Hoppe to me.
He really does.
It's like she clearly has a type.
So did you find the new guy or what's the story?
Yeah, the other guy was Ben Kowinski. He's hot, but the new
guy. Who's hotter?
The Ben guy or the actual guy she's dating?
The fake new guy, news guy or.
I actually think Jason Hoppe's the hottest.
Ooh, that wasn't even an option. Okay.
I have a love for him.
All right.
And actually, I appreciated some jurors this week that came out and met me at 21st Amendment in San Francisco before nice. Erika Jayne. And we talked about who would be on our list or who would you – what's it called when you you have the cheat when you're married? What's it called?
Oh, what is wrong with this?
You know, like, yeah. Oh my God, what is it? This is so embarrassing.
Everyone's
people are literally
yelling,
screaming like we know what it is. You know, the cheating person on your
hall
list.
Pass.
Hall pass. Yeah.
Okay. You guys touched base on this last week, you and Courtney.
Yeah. And so someone said their hall pass was Jason Hoppe. And I was like, whoa. I was like, me too.
Wait, that was in person when the jurors?
That was in person.
Great choice.
And I was like, wow, good for you. And I want to say thank you. Everyone that came to 21st Amendment, we had a total blast. We saw Erika Jayne. My favorite part was like the people I went with and watching them having so much fun. It was very much a Magic Mike show. There was a lot of people unhappy because they said the doors opened at 7 and that she'd perform at 8. So we clearly go at 8. We probably waited in line for 30 minutes. They didn't open the venue till about 8:30.
Which is weird because you think they'd like let you in and just have like a drink and there was no opener, right?
No, no opener, no closer. And she probably went on at 9:30 till 10:15. So it's a 45-minute show. I thought I was at Magic Mike. I had a great time.
Okay.
I had low expectations going in. I knew 3 songs. I must say she looks great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She looks really young. And
how old is she?
I think like 47.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
I was surprised by her thighs. She's a woman.
Yeah.
And I would like that woman's body.
Yes. Yes.
Like she's like an attainable body for me.
Yeah.
And thin-spiration, thick-spiration.
Totally. Yes. She does look great.
And also, guys, we called Emily from Real Housewives of Orange County when we were at 21st Amendment. She FaceTimed with us, and I was like, please, can I talk to Shane? And Shane got on the FaceTime.
Wait, so is Shane a lawyer, or he didn't pass the bar, right?
He didn't pass the bar in California. Okay. So she's a lawyer in California. He's not. And he was quite funny, and he had facial hair, and he looked so much better.
Mm.
But she's really...
Because he does have that young look. Sometimes the facial hair does... spruces things up a bit.
And she's really a doll, and I feel like she's not going to get a second season. I feel like if she did, she'd be able to show more of... I kind of feel bad for her, just Shane getting attacked so much. I mean, he's a dork.
Yeah. I mean, but they made that, like, such a storyline that, definitely didn't need to happen or wasn't important. Like, they made that... They didn't even see each other when he was like, hey, can you get out of the house or whatever? Like, that happens at every party with every husband everywhere. And they just really jumped on it. And
because they have no story.
But I think he's, like, really, really sarcastic. And she – and I think together they can be pretty dry and sarcastic together. But he does it in front of cameras. And she's kind of like, oh, my God, the cameras are here. Like, don't be such a dick. And he just – I think he just dismisses it. And she's like, kind of like, you got to play it up a little for the cameras. And he is, I think, authentically himself – all the time.
He's the real of reality.
He's a real housewife husband.
Yeah. And classic first husband mistakes. You know, first season mistakes.
Yeah.
As a husband.
Isn't that the truth? Next season, we'd have a different guy.
I know. So I kind of wish, my hope for them is that both of them will get to come back.
Would you want her or Gina to stay?
You know, I personally have a relationship with Emily. So like, we FaceTimed twice. So I'm going Emily. But I think Gina's bringing – I want to see both. I actually think this cast could work again minus Vicky and Tamara.
Oh, strong. I'm over Tamara too, but I think that might be
bye, Tammy Sue. No, Tammy Sue's out of here. Okay, in other breaking news out of New Jersey, Joe Giudice will be deported.
I know. So he is going to appeal it within the next 30 days. So I don't know how.
No, I mean, I heard like Teresa already like did ask Trump for a pardon because she was on Celebrity Apprentice and he said no. Yeah. And then, I mean, that's the only way. And then also that PK commented about this and was like, this is horrible. Like, how could you separate this family? But I think Teresa knew the whole time, like, he was going to get deported. She's just already living her life without him. They're not going to go to Italy. My hope is for Melania and Joe Giudice go to Italy and live their best life.
No. We got to keep the family intact.
Oh, but Melania and I want a spinoff. Joe and Melania in Italy.
Okay, I would definitely watch that. I'd definitely visit. I'm here for it. But, like, also I was trying to do a little independent research about when, like, how old was Joe when he moved from Italy to the United States, and I could not find it.
Oh, you couldn't? Mm-mm. Okay, and then also...
And, like, also you never hear him speak Italian on the show. Like, Teresa does, the family does, but he never does.
Oh, really?
I mean...
Okay, and then, but basically he's getting deported because he's not a U.S. citizen, but what's the whole deal? Because, like, they're married, but he just never applied for citizenship?
Ooh, good. We got to put the 90-day fiancé expert on it. Oh, wait, I'm here. actually, that is a very good question.
Yeah, so do you have the answer?
No. I'll do a little independent research, get back to you next week.
Okay. And then, did you see Insta stories via Bethany Frankel about the Berkshires?
I did not. Could you speak to that?
No.
I didn't see them. I don't follow her. Oh, she's intense. Sometimes I need a break from her.
Well, there was about 20 stories. One of them is Sonia on a pool table starfishing, like duck lips. There's another.
Oh, like, keep Sonia drunk. Like when she was, you know, on the Costa Rica cleanse, hey. I'm here for a good cleanse, but, like, if I'm watching TV, I want to escape. I want to see a loosey-goosey and, yeah, get her back on the sauce.
I completely agree. And then it was like they were saying Luann was sober. I was like, maybe she didn't drink wine or vodka, but she was, like, high or something. I don't know.
Doing?
Meanwhile, Ramona is wearing, like, a negligee. I'm like, oh, did you steal that?
Negligee.
What is that? I'm like, did you steal that out of Dorinda's closet? Did her husband?
Her daughters? like, because they share outfits, apparently, so.
She's like, Avery, I need to borrow your nightie for the Berkshires. And then, of course, Dorinda was clearly intoxicated as well. And they also had, like, a naked chef. It was the highlight of my week, these stories.
I need to follow them. So who was putting them up?
Just Bethany.
Okay.
And then Tinsley was not to be found. And I was like, did the Tito's run out? Or are her and Scott in a fight? Ooh. She went to the dinner part of it, but then clearly went upstairs. Because when they were raging, there was no Tinsley to be found, nor the new housewife.
And she is the type that, you know, gets the FOMO. Like, she's not missing out on a party.
Yeah, so I wondered what happened with her.
Or she's the type that maybe has the Tito's in the room.
Mm.
I don't think a Tito's night is, yeah, she's keeping it going.
Okay, but not downstairs.
You know, I think wherever she is, the Tito's
comes.
Is not far behind.
Okay. And then we also, I just thought the whole time, like, I'm like, Bethany's putting up these stories to spite Carol.
Ooh, because Carol's not on this season?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big time.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't she block her?
You might be right. But, I mean, come on.
I mean,
those stories were circulating
this
week.
I kind of think all those celebrities have, like, these weird hidden accounts where they, like, bully people and, like, be like, no, that's not true. And, like, because, I mean, who are the people that are, like, fighting each other, like, on these celebrity pages?
Like,
who cares?
Like, Southern Charms Trashley. Like, she has an arm.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also, so Lala's Randall is on a diet, and they literally have put a lock on the fridge. He can't eat after 9.
Oh my god, we need to go on that diet.
So are you buying the lock?
Dude, let's get I'll put Amazon Prime here right now.
And then Brittany and Jax.
Who has the key?
Lala has the code. It's like a bike lock with like numbers.
Oh my god, so who would hold the code for us?
The birdie, the dog.
Birdie. Yeah, we'll give Birdie the code.
Okay, and then also, Brittany and Jax finally apparently like sealed the dates the end of June, and they're getting married at the castle in Kentucky.
What castle?
There's some castle in Kentucky that they're
getting
married.
And it's going to be filmed, I assume.
Yeah. So that's like pretty much the update of news this week. Let's talk a little bit about Below Deck. I'm digging this season. I love Lee and Kate together. What are your thoughts?
I think they are the dream team. They just have a natural chemistry. They're friends in real life. Captain Lee, I need to get pictures of him, like, when in his 20s, like, was he a smoke show? Like, and also, he's just, like, kind of, like, a stern guy, and
he demands respect.
Yeah, and I wonder if that was, like, something that he brought with him his entire life, or this, like, captain role, like, made him
wise
and, like, live up to that persona. And then Kate, her, like, one-on-one interviews are hilarious. Like, she's just really witty and smart and funny, and I think she's good at her job.
My only thing is the lips.
No, I'm not bothered.
They're
by
not
it.
Too big for you.
No. Not bothered by it.
Okay.
She's just a like, I feel like skinny.
Constantly like duck face.
Yeah.
If you guys could see me right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing the duck face.
Yeah, she's still doing it, guys. Yeah. Yep, still.
Okay, and then basically, like, Caroline, aka the red haired Stassi, and her daddy issues. I mean, she's just going to be waterworks.
Wait, the red haired Stassi?
The Caroline girl. She's like, my dad's a narcissist, and she's constantly crying.
Do you think she's like Stassi?
Oh, people are like, they're like twins. If you do a side by side, they look like twins.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And then, I mean, continuing with that guest this week, he was unreal. And what were the shirts that he was like giving out, like making Captain Lee wear, like the tuxedo, and then he had the six pack?
Okay, that guy is like basically to the scene like 10 years late, perpetually on everything. Like he was like, okay, so the previous season he had this foam party and, you know, they got after it. It was fun or whatever. And then so this year he literally had like these blue like trucker hats that like said Foam Man on them. It's just like, and then
no one wears trucker hats anymore.
Yeah, and then except Summer Mary, just all the summer, but that was okay. And then he had these shirts that were like tuxedo, you know, with the fake chest shirts, and his had abs. And I was like, oh, that was funny when I went to Italy sophomore year of high school. You know what I mean? Like, it's just late to the party.
It was also interesting that he has been the only guest to get his own confessional. So he had his own confessional, like, in a white suit with no shirt on, just the jacket, a bow tie, and a flower hat. And then, of course, like, him jumping off the bow, and he was literally, like, floating out there, and they're like, is that a dead body?
Yeah, he just had too many drinks, was floating away. He had this foam party in the hot tub, and he kept being like, where's Kate? I want Kate to come. He's just all about having a good time. Seems super harmless. He just wants to have a good time, wants to party, but, like, no one
wanted to party with him. Not even his fiance, who's half his age. And then, so meanwhile, the crew gets to party, and Ashton wanted to stay out all night long, up all night, up all night.
Keep going.
Okay, no.
Ashton wanted to get extra loose. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You get one day off, like, I'll show up to work, like, just go for it. But no one else wanted to be extra loose, especially the bosun.
Chandler, he was not about getting loose. And it's like, also, like, you know what? Let Ashton come home at 4 a.m. by himself. Yeah. Leave him. Yes. Like, you're not that big of a team. Like, one for all and all for one.
He's like, I don't want to leave that guy by himself. I'm like, oh, you mean with the camera crew and producers? Like, he'll make it back. Right. Like, once those cameras shut down, you think he's staying out? No, he's coming back.
And then literally, like, then he's like, that's it. Everyone has a 6 a.m. start. And then Riley just, like, loses it in her all-white outfit that she's, like, her boobs are showing.
Yeah, no bra. Nope. I mean, bold.
They literally were blurring her out.
Yeah, and not flattering. Like, interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. And then he really confused her. Like, she's like, wait, are you my boss or are you my friend? What are you right now? What hat are you wearing?
Hey, was she going to say again, hey, I'm a captain on another boat. We got it. You're not a captain anymore.
Like, not on this boat, honey. Yeah. We got Lee.
But I actually must say, I thought that the bosun, what's his name, Chandler?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like he was appropriate. I thought the girl was like, hey.
She's like, I'm confused.
I'm confused. Like, she didn't say anything wrong. And he kind of, like, I think gets wasted and gets on a power trip, which is not a good combo.
True that. And I think the other deckhand was really charming and doing a good job of trying to alleviate the situation. Yeah. And then meanwhile, Kate and the butler were like, what's going on, drama? Oh,
the butler and her are going to be really funny. And how about the chef? Like, I would love to try his food. I've watched every season of Below Deck, and this is the first episode, granted, but, like, I've never heard that many people speak so highly about the food. Like, he was a crowd pleaser.
And he's like freaky.
No,
like,
that's not the right word.
No, like, he's like, let's have some passion fruit and dark chocolate.
Okay, we were not watching the same episode. Oysters. He, like, gets up early, does yoga, does his practice.
No, he's like too sensual. And he literally talks like this. He's like, so I'm going to make some crab cakes.
Okay, literally, we're watching two different seasons. That was not my takeaway.
He talks slow.
No.
Yes. He's like, let's all just, like, have some asparagus. No?
I didn't get that, but okay. I would love to try his food.
Okay.
Okay, but can we talk about the preview? I literally Googled it about 10 times today about they think it's Ashton.
100%.
Man overboard. So basically his foot gets caught in the rope on the end, I don't know, of the boat.
The stern,
I think. And he basically, like, gets the rope, takes him out to sea. And then they're, like, yelling, like, man overboard, man overboard. And Captain Lee's like, what? And it's, like, super scary because the rope will take you under and then start dragging you. And, like,
they got to, like, machete that.
Yeah. It was terrifying, but then so I stalked his Instagram, and he had, like, this, like, brace, or not a brace, like, this tape thing on his, like, left leg, so I'm pretty sure it was him, but do you think they're going to wait for that episode to, like, the last?
Yeah, they're going to drag this thing out.
I want to see it. How terrifying, though.
Yeah, that's super scary. Okay, let's move on to Orange County. It basically like kicks off with everyone. Everyone's working out. There was J-Ron, J-A capital R-O-N, Emily's trainer, who like the dog was like, like through the whole training session. She's like, go put that thing in a crate.
Yeah.
And then
this episode was a snooze fest. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a filler.
It was totally a filler, like laying up some things. It also like took me back to the time like Housewives used to be more about following each character and not them really coming together. And I really felt that in this episode. It was like they got to tell Emily's embryo story. What was another story they told? Oh, just kind of like Kelly and Jolie going to volunteer, which
they've already done.
No, but I like that they did that multiple times. I actually think that was so endearing, and seeing Jolie be like so empathetic.
Jolie seems like a sweetheart. She seems like a really nice kid. It's interesting. So you know how Kelly has this like short fuse with everyone? I don't like think she has that with her kids.
Yeah. And I loved her how Jolie like didn't know how to clean. You guys, I have a story to tell.
Oh.
I didn't know till junior year of college because, well, like whatever, it's freshman year you live in the dorms, sophomore year I lived in a sorority house, junior year I lived at a house. I didn't know you had to clean your shower.
What?
I didn't, like, Colleen, how many times did you clean the shower when we grew up?
No, but, like, in freshman year, I mean, well, not in the dorms, but sophomore year I cleaned my shower.
I didn't know you had to clean the shower. I was like, why is this shower so dirty? Like, I didn't know.
Oh, no.
I mean, so I get it. I related to Jolie there.
Yeah, but she's doing a mop. Like, who's ever mopped in their lives? Like, we have a Swiffer. A Swiffer. Like, I'm saying
I wouldn't know how to use that mop.
That mop, like, and then you get the water out. Okay, I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, we have more modern mops now, which I have done. But not, like, those old school ones. I mean, I have no idea.
Colleen and
quite frankly,
I
don't want to learn.
We had Teresa and Jose. They come every other week, and we love them, and they still do for our parents.
Lovely.
Okay. Then what else happened? Oh, the celebratory Shannon party.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the outfits at this party. Like, Tamara is rocking these red boots that are, like, made out of spandex and her tits out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Kelly wearing, like, this black lace number. Then Gina with, like, electric blue eyeshadow.
What was the inspiration there? I just... Well, and also, if you ever saw women, like, wearing that much makeup in person, you'd be like, oh, where are you going? Like, it's full on, like, MAC, Kardashian. And the smoky
Kardashian
eye,
from
like, on 2004. A Wednesday at 3. You know what I mean?
But it's, like, every Dallas girl. But, like, the whole Dallas season. Like, they went to the 80s party this week, and I was like, Leanne looks the same and Deandra. Like, so much makeup. Yeah, so Gina's rocking this, like, blue leather jacket with an accent blue eyeshadow. And then Shannon's wearing, like, this blue Chanel tweed, and Emily's in all black. And
Shannon's wearing the same outfit every single episode. So it's, like,
jackets that don't fit.
The skinny jeans, a white shirt, and a jacket.
I know. It's like, just wear all black.
Yeah. Or just the black shirt. The white shirt is just...
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, she just needs to throw a curl in her hair. It's too long right now, her hair. And she straightened it too much. I just want her to curl it out a little bit.
I completely agree. I mean, I feel like for QVC, she did her own hair and makeup. I'm like, you're on national television.
When she does that, like, I Dream of Jeannie, like, high pony, mm-hmm. I'm into it. I'm the here facelift. For it. Yeah. It looks great.
Wait, also one thing that I forgot to mention, when Emily and Gina, after the workout, Emily makes a smoothie, and there's, like, multiple cans of Ready Whip in the fruit basket.
I know, when we were watching it, you're like, what are they using it for? Why isn't it in the fridge?
I was so confused.
Maybe FaceTime her and ask her.
Totally. And then I also loved, did you notice what kind of wine Kelly brought?
The Rombauer.
You guys, that's our favorite wine. It's probably like $40 a bottle.
special occasions like Christmas or like someone does something great, I'm on the podcast. So why didn't you bring the raw power?
You can get a bottle. And then, okay, also, so basically, Shane and Emily have this sit down. I mean, yeah, Shane and Emily have this sit down, and she's like, oh, he's like, I need a booster seat.
I know, how tall? He does seem short.
I think he's super short. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, you know, I just came from trying on bathing suits with Tamara. Who wants to do that?
Honestly, who wants to do that? Not me.
Shane does.
Oh, that's right. So this is what I was talking about, how, like, Shane just, like, kind of says whatever he wants, and she's like, okay, but we're on, like, camera. Our kids will see this one day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you not say?
And then she goes for the cheers, and he's, like, with his Diet Coke, and is like, taking an extra sip. And she's like, no, let's cheers. And he's like, okay, cheers. I'm like, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
But
he almost likes to be controversial just to be controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel really bad for her. Like I totally get her having this idea of having more than one girl.
But she has four kids, right? Already?
She has the girl and then two twin boys.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Her sister had all of those kids, right, but only two pregnancies. And I think she knows, she's like, my heart doesn't agree with him, but my mind does. And like, what do you think? So her options for the embryos, she sat down with the doctor and basically I think they casted her because of the mother-in-law, Perry. What are your thoughts on Perry?
Love her. Yeah. I need more screen time with her. I want all her. I just want everything from her. She's hilarious. When she was working out and like the first or second episode, she's just hilarious.
She's so many. So basically the options are to keep it in storage, donate it to science, donate it to another family, or destroy them.
That's so hard. And like, I feel for her. She had like 5 years of that stuff, and then being pregnant and then not being pregnant.
I know, she was like willing to like try it again because she has 9 left.
Right. But think of like emotionally the toll it takes, but then your body, like with the hormones, like, so the combination, I can't even imagine.
I think that she should donate some to people and some to science.
The only thing with donating to people, so it's like the siblings would have a full sibling somewhere.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
But maybe if you did like a closed thing, like you never knew if it actually happened, if it ever took.
Right.
And, you know.
Is this going to be like a three identical twin situation?
Oh, have you watched it
yet?
I
have not watched it, but I'm assuming that's okay. From the previews.
And then, but then like donating to science, like what kind of experiments do they do on that?
No idea.
Yeah, so I kind of felt for her.
I wonder how much storage is. I think it's...
Oh, it's not that expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's that expensive. Oh. I think it's like a few hundred dollars a year.
How could you destroy him, though, too? Oof. It's just such a hard decision.
Clearly, Tinsley wouldn't. Those are my babies. Yeah. My right. babies.
Right. I mean, Emily talks about it and tears up. I don't think she would be able to, too. Yeah.
And then we've decided they're going to Jamaica, man.
Oh my God. When they start talking about the trips that like they say are like not planned or whatever, when they're like, I just did this. So like, let's do a girls trip. And like, it's so fake and it makes me laugh out loud every time. They're like, oh, I've never been there and stuff. Like they think like they're coming up with it naturally. And right. It's just like,
Right. Okay. So then what are your like feelings about Gina, like feeling like very dismissed by Shannon?
I think Shannon's come a long way. Like, I feel like Shannon is almost like the new Queen Bee, more so than Vicky. And, she is not – yeah, it's kind of like you got to get through. But Shannon, you know, was on the outs the first couple seasons.
I know, only her and Vicky.
Right. So
that's an interesting point. And also it's like, who cares if Shannon likes you?
Who cares is right.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have Vicky going down to see Michael and Danny, and we meet Steve's family. So he has a daughter, Amanda, who's married. How would it be if Vicky was your mother-in-law? What would life be like? Would you like it or hate it? Or both? Like, would you be at Andelay's with her? Colleen and I went to Andelay's.
Oh my God, we did go to Andelay's and we asked the servers. We're like, oh, Vicky. And they were like, who? And we're like, Real Housewives. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And also, Andelay's is covered, like, from everywhere with egg cartons. Remember?
Yes.
It was all just like egg cartons. I think it was like some kind of like
a sound thing. Or like to insulation.
Yeah.
It's a dive bar.
It's a dive for sure. I mean, I don't know, because it would be fun. Like,
she would whoop it up.
She would whoop it up, and like you could be like, ooh, had too much wine at Christmas. Like, it's cool. And she'd be like, who cares? But then she'd turn on you.
Mm, totally.
She'd and then like, she'd get jealous about how much time you're spending with her son. Yeah. It'd be a complicated relationship. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could have fun with her, but then she'd be like on you about certain things. And you'd be like, why are you so confrontational?
Right. I think always pretty nice to your face, but then like you would hear from your like husband or fiance or whatever, like she's hates you.
Do you think her and Steve will get married?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. Why?
Steve
won't commit. He won't pull the trigger.
It's not a match for me.
Okay.
It's a no for me.
Okay.
What about you?
I mean, she's clearly so thirsty for it, but I feel like she's thirsty for the idea of marriage, and it doesn't matter who it's with. And it's like Steve meets all the marks. It's like, check, check, check. Yes. Nice guy, good family, right. Treats me well.
But it's not like the spark's not there.
There's no, it's not, her love tank isn't full. It's like, I would say at a 70%.
I agree.
And like, she needs that last 30%, but the bad boy.
Like, I think he would be a nice companion throughout your life.
Reliable.
Also, yes. Desperation yields the quickest results. So I think she's desperado right now and maybe just wants a companion, which is fine.
I completely agree with that. Any other...
Let's wrap up. I'm over OC. This episode, I can't believe we're talking about it.
The only thing... Okay, I did like that Michael and Kelly were watching a movie together.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then, but Shannon's like, I'll never do that with David. He's on the nasty meter. We broke the nasty meter.
And also, you're getting 30 grand a month from him, so.
22.5.
Okay. It was originally 3.
It was, 30, it was, it was. Okay. I want to briefly touch on Dallas. Colleen does not watch it, but the big scene this week is that Deandra is just spreading the rumor that Rich with his pirate eye is cheating on Leanne. And I just don't know if that's true. I just don't know. I'd love to hear your guys' opinions. And then my other thought about Dallas is that poor Brandy. I mean, her hair when she showed up to lunch, she had clearly worn it up all night, Colleen. This is like me, like every day.
What's her name?
Brandy and Real Housewives of Dallas. And she clearly like went to meet them at lunch at 12:20. It's the best in the episode when they leave a timestamp because you clearly know they're tracking something. And Brandy shows up and she clearly has like a kink in her hair. And then they keep on filming from behind and it's like separated bald spot. I'm like, oh my God, this poor woman. And then they end up going to this fundraiser at like 9:30 at night. So it's like 9 hours later and they've been drinking all day. And she shows up and she's just like swaying. I'm like, you know what, though? She needed her time off. She has a newborn that she just adopted. Her other two kids are little devils. So I felt for her there. I still am, like, obsessed with Stephanie. She wore freaking braces. She wore braces to this fundraiser.
Wait, why?
Because it was 80s theme. It was hilarious. And I loved, like, that, like, you know, like, Cameron's Barbie and she's Skipper. I kind of loved their whole little scene together and then them all pretending to take shots. It's kind of funny to me. And then, of course, Cameron's sparkle dog is taking off and Court didn't take her seriously because she only sells $500. I mean, 500 bags and she needs to do 5,000K a month. And like she thinks she's going to set it off in Korea, in Japan. And then, okay, this I'm really interested in this rejuvenation of your vag. So basically all these women do it now, and it's like to help with your pee. I mean, who doesn't get a little leakage?
But didn't Gwyneth Paltrow, so she, like, Goop did a huge thing on that, and then all of the people were like, that's horrible for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, Goop had this huge, like, uproar about it, because all these gynecologists were like, that is horrible for you. You get all this, like, bacteria and stuff. But it was some kind of, like, steam situation. I don't really know.
Okay. Okay. And then...
But, I mean, could you get a kickback from Rinna with the Depends, and then... That solves your problems.
I agree with that. And then, so basically, like, Leanne's whole thing is that she's saying that Brandy, like, adopted this baby to save her marriage. So their big feud is, like, you're doing that, and then that Rich cheats on her. So.
Oh, my God, you don't say that out loud.
No.
So she literally said you adopted this. Oh, my God, that's awful.
It's so good. Colleen, you really should watch. And then the other thing is that, like, she's jealous of Deandra, Leanne, and... She's concerned for her, and you know, there's a lot going on. Courtney and I will debrief that more, but let's go into 90 Day Fiancé because we have an expert.
I've been waiting for two judgy girls to get on 90 Day Fiancé. Like every time Mary comes downstairs to my little abode, she is like, "I cannot believe you're still watching this." I took down that season so fast. Now I'm on. Okay, so. 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, you guys, it's incredible. And so now the Vanderpump Rules girls, they have these, like,
watch parties. With Taco Bell. They're going to be in a Taco Bell commercial. They just filmed it. But anyways.
Taco Bell and 90 Day Fiancé, like, that's where I peak. Like, I mean, that would be my ultimate happy place. Anyway, so everyone needs to watch that. And then I'm actually going back and watching just straight 90 Day Fiancé, which is, like, I mean, Before the 90 Days is a little better, but not by much. They're both incredible.
TLC is working it. TLC.
I mean, and also My 600-Pound Life. Like, I'm just going to throw a shout-out. I've been a fan for years now. Dr. Nizarden, if you're listening.
He's probably
you're my guy.
Courtney tries. She wants to try to be on the show. She's not even close.
No. But...
So wait, I also Googled how much they make an episode or like a season. What do you think?
Like 10,000.
Okay. So for a whole season, only the American is paid and it's $7,000.
Only the American?
Yes. Because they can't pay them because they're like foreign entities.
But why? Like you should.
I mean, just like taxes and all that kind of stuff. But it's like these people are so bottom of the barrel. Of course, like $7,000 for that pure TV gold. Like this has got to be like the highest rated
gold. Like I literally want to name it like dumpster diving for companionship. Like it is incredible. Okay. Also, so Courtney did a great job of explaining everything last week, but she did not touch on Hazel and Tariq. And okay, so let me just say, okay, so Hazel is, you know, she's hard to get to know.
That. She's like 25.
No,
in,
yeah.
In the Philippines.
Correct. And then he is an American, and so.
I think he's 43, and does he have kids?
He has one daughter, yeah.
Okay.
And
then his brother, Dean.
His brother, Dean. So Dean basically is like, oh, Hazel, like. He thinks, you know, he's using him for a green card, you know, the same storyline in every one of these stories. But so he proposes to her on the beach. If you want to see the most uncomfortable proposal of all time, just watch this. So he gets down on one knee. It must have been 5 minutes till she says yes. She's just like kind of staring at him. But also he writes this rap to her and brings it like a jam box. And so she's like bopping her head and he's like, yeah, girl, you'll go around the world. Like, and he makes this rap for her. And little does Dean know the brother that he made the beat for the song. So he was a part of it, even though he's not into Hazel. And, Anyway, she eventually says yes, but so the song's on iTunes if you guys need to if you need to revisit it.
No.
But it is, and then so they're driving back to the airport together, and so Hazel, who like literally never talks, like she like
she's so serious, has like the biggest lips.
Yeah.
And I also feel like she's like depressed because her English is good. Like she knows exactly what's going on.
It's almost like she just like uses her words very carefully. Like everything they ask her, she thinks about, I think. She thinks about everything she's going to say very carefully, but she's in the car on the way home and starts, like, bopping her head, and she never speaks, and just starts singing the song. And I was like...
It was TV gold.
Cold.
And, like, her hair is just, like, too long. And now she's homeless. So tells him, literally, he's about to leave in 12 hours. He's like, Tarek, I can't live with my niece anymore.
No, because they show the house she lives in, and it's literally, like, she can't live there.
She's like, I'm homeless, Tarek. I feel like I'm doing a really good impression.
You are, because she's so soft-spoken.
I'm homeless, Tarek. What? I don't know. I'm so embarrassed, Tarek.
But she is also interesting, because she has a son, but the dad has custody, because she's very, she has no income, really. Mm-hmm. Okay, but can we talk about Angela?
Wait. Do you think they've had sex? They say they haven't had sex.
They said no. But
she,
then, so
have
I
you
watched,
had sex? And she goes, not no.
So then, so I watched the after show. And
oh my God, Colleen.
I've gone deep. And so the brother Dean was saying, so he's getting interviewed. And so the brother Dean, when he first meets her, he's like pretty demeaning a little bit. Like he's just high energy and I don't know. But he says to Hazel, he's like, do you think you're enough woman for him or something along those lines. I'm saying it. I can't remember exactly. And she like starts crying and it's like pretty rude. And like, what does that mean? And so the interviewer asked him, what does that mean? He's like, well, my brother's really into threesomes. And it's like, what? And it's like, that's, and then, but then he says that Hazel is into that too. Like now getting to know them. So like, but I think brother Dean maybe.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And wants ratings.
Okay. Then who did you want to talk about next?
Angela. What's the guy's name again? Angela and Michael. How could I forget? I mean, Mary, you act like you haven't watched it.
I do watch it. I did watch it. Okay, so Angela, she's like, come on, Michael, you want a quickie before I leave? Let's get there, Michael. But also, Colleen, you explained to me, because you told me about Angela before. She's like, mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, no, this woman, she got there, and this guy's calling her fat to her face. And you also described her very different. She's white trash.
I mean.
But you like have a really soft place in your heart for her, which I understand, but she's freaking trashy.
Okay, 100%. But like. I mean, these people just love love. Like, can Angela find love? Because I want her to.
Okay. And also, like, Michael with taking the luggage into the airport and it's, like, all falling. Everyone's like, Michael, I'll help you. And he's like, no, baby.
You're my woman.
Yeah.
He's really in the same. I mean, it.
Was he actually crying when she was leaving or just sweating?
I don't know. Like, how could you spend that much time? I just don't get, like, these online relationships, like, you could fake it till you make it. But having to spend the one-on-one time with someone, like, I could not do that. It would drive me nuts. And I think I think when she left, he was like, oh my God, thank God she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yes.
And then he's like, quit smoking, baby. She's like, kiss my ass.
No, I mean, she is wild. Like, so basically he tries to get her in the traditional Nigerian outfit. And the lady is showing her, and she's like a little self-conscious because she's like, oh, I don't want, she didn't want to try them on because she was scared they were going to be too tight on her. And they show, so the lady puts it up to her and he goes, no, she doesn't want that. She's too fat. Could you imagine if your boyfriend said that? I would literally like, oh, I don't know.
Die.
Yeah. I would literally like run away.
Okay. So then basically she gets back to the States and her bank account is empty. So she tells Michael to take out $300, and what happens?
Okay, so she was having trouble reading, like going to the bank and like reading the ATM stuff. She's just like, Michael, can you take out $300? So the bank says that she took out $300 three times, so that would be $900. So she gets it basically shows her in the airport, and like it kind of looks like she can't even make it home. And she's like, I literally have $1 in my bank account. So she calls Michael, and Michael's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but kind of like he seems
He's not, like, what, baby? What, baby?
Like, oh, he's not completely shocked by the conversation.
Mm-hmm. But he's like, wait, are you saying I have something to do with it? And she's really smart. She doesn't accuse him. And she's like, Michael, you were the one with the ATM. This is not the right accent, though.
No, it's kind of right.
You had the ATM card, Michael.
Okay, say it like Hazel is saying it, though.
Okay. You had the ATM, Michael. No, so she's like, you had the ATM, Michael. So where else would it be? Which I'm like, yeah, you're a fucking smart girl.
Yeah.
And then she hangs up and is like, go to fucking hell.
But
is okay. He going to get to the USA?
So I did a little independent research today. And
I love you.
Yeah, I'm FBI. And
no, we call it MKEPI, Megan King Edmonds, Private Investigator. Yes. It's like we're constantly.
I'm moonlighting. So yes. Basically, she forgave him and the bank paid her back. It supposedly was a bank error.
No.
That's what it said on like some, I don't, this website I went today was like something.
RealityTVBlurb.com.
Like, yeah, it was like the, I don't know. It was basically like you wrote it. I mean, who knows? But I just don't get, like, he basically got the golden ticket. You can come to the United States with me. I don't know why he'd blow it unless he was that hard up. However, also with her, so she says she has $1 in her bank account. So you can't take a trip abroad and only have $600 to your name.
I know. Like, that these seems people are so all reckless. Poor. These people are all freaking poor.
But I mean, that's fine. But like, what if something happened over there? I just like, you can't, like, so you are taking a trip to Nigeria and only have $600? That is insane.
I know. Okay, let's move on to the next couple.
Okay.
John and Raquel. They got married this week.
Oh, yeah. You like this couple more than me. I like to fast forward them.
Okay, because I think he's hot.
And he is kind of hot, but he's like a creep.
There's something off. Some people were saying he has Asperger's. I don't know. Like, but the whole thing about him not wanting to wear a ring, fucking sketch.
Yeah.
So sketch. And
I mean, we know someone who doesn't wear a ring.
We know a lot of people. Okay. And
they're not sketchy.
Him saying, like, he's never gone to a wedding. He's like 34. How have you never gone to a wedding?
He's just an odd guy.
Super odd. And then inviting his ex-girlfriend to the party. It was just so, and then he's like, by the way, I quit my job as a trash collector.
It sounds like he's like self-sabotaging a little bit.
Yeah. And then have you ever seen Rachel without Lucy in her arms? It's like her best accessory.
Agreed.
And then they FaceTime the whole family during the wedding. And then, but I also heard they were already married before the show.
Yeah, where'd you hear that? Somethingdish.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Where we get all our sources.
Exactly.
All our info from.
Exactly. Okay, then, oh God, the ultimate creeps, Karini and Paul.
This is what originally sucked me in.
Okay.
Okay, so, and you guys didn't go, okay, so I made my boyfriend watch it, and he won't watch 90 Day Fiancé with me anymore. It was like this one day, we went down the rabbit hole, and now he says he can't do that anymore. But the part that sucked us in was, so before Paul goes to visit Karini in the Amazon, Paul's mom gives him a locket of her hair.
Disturbing.
For safe travels. But it wasn't like this cute, like, little locket with like a bow. She literally like got the hair from like a brush and like gave it to him in like a tissue. And we were like, what is going on there? And then when he's leaving Karini for the first time, he starts pulling out her hair, but there's like this huge language barrier between them. So Karini doesn't know about this. She's like, Paul, no, like, stop pulling out your hair. And he's trying to give her the hair, like, as like a token of his affection. And it's just like so many miscommunications. And then, so when he's asking Karini's hand in marriage to the father. So the father is not that good with technology. So like he's trying to use the app, but the dad's like, what are you doing? And so he puts his hand, like he makes like, so if you make a circle with one hand and then like with your index finger, like he does the poking motion to make, he was trying to make it like put, I'm going to put a ring on her finger, but it was like basically the universal like sex symbol. And like he's doing that
to, I'm
going to
poke the girl.
Yeah. Like he's doing that to the mom, I mean to the dad. And it's like.
Unreal.
Unbelievable. But the poor thing, like Karini just had a miscarriage.
I know. And then Paul's like, okay, but I got to leave. We don't have any money. I'm like, dude. And then I loved, like, she was like, I'm just lonely without the baby.
I know.
It was kind of sad.
Oh, I feel for her.
And then I'm like, she's like, thinks he won't come back. I'm like, he's definitely coming back.
Oh, you can't keep him away.
Creepy, 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 creepy.
Okay, but also, sorry, the last thing with him, when he had, he tells her, so he had a criminal past where he was like an arsonist.
Oh.
Is that plural? Can you say that plural? He committed arson. And also this, like, I don't know, many things. And he was telling her this. And then he ran away from her and tried to, like, and she was like, Paul, Paul. And, like, he runs away from her and tries to, like, go in this river. But he's a germaphobe. Like, he, like, couldn't, like, the consequences of his actions, he, like, couldn't deal with. And then Karini gets mugged with a machete. It's all on camera. I mean, you guys, you gotta watch it.
Okay, then we have Ricky, who got engaged to the Colombian woman, Zima, or...
No, Jimena.
Jimena, Jimena. And I think he's full of shit. Like, he's totally... Apparently, she gets a text this week from his, quote-unquote, ex-wife, saying, like, he's, like, pulling your leg, basically.
I believe that's a little fake news. She said that he... So he, in the, like, ride to the airport, he said, no, you need to get, she's like, you need to get divorced before we do this. So she knew that he was married. And then the wife just said that he said that this relationship wasn't very serious.
Right. But he's a liar. I think he's a liar. I think he's pulling both. I think he's pulling her leg.
Honestly, I kind of believe him. He seems like he has a kind heart. Am I Jimena?
You're being duped, Colleen. Oh, you're being duped. Okay, and then our last couple that broke up, Jesse and Darcy. He basically comes to New York to break up with her. Also, she's lost about 30 pounds since the beginning of the show.
Yeah,
she has. She looks great. And I love how she's like, well, I can't go back to Connecticut tonight. It's too late. It's like an hour ride.
Oh, is that? I didn't. Yeah. Because they were like, I mean, she's taking trains and automobiles. I was like, where is she coming from?
Personally, I would like her to join the New Jersey Housewives. I think she'd be a perfect fit.
Great. Get the twin on there, too.
Yes. They could replace those other twins.
Great idea.
Do you think she has a drinking problem?
No.
Mm-hmm. Then she's like, you never loved me. Did they have makeup sex that night?
I think they did.
I think they did, too.
It's honestly hard. This is why I imagine, like, when cops go to, like, a dead domestic dispute, like, you don't know who to believe because they're both crazy. Like, I just, like, feel like...
He's like, no, I just comforted her. She was on the floor and said, I couldn't live without you.
Yeah. And they both seem, like, super, like, normal and reliable. And you're like, I don't know who to believe. It's just, like, who said it or who done it or whatever. I don't know.
Are they really done?
Yeah. So basically, when I watched the after show, the sister was kind of saying, it sounded, what I got from them was that, like, they weren't really together. And then, like, it sounded like he wanted the cameras to come. And then, and so it sounded like they were both going to give it one more shot. And then he shows up and wants to break up with her. I would be like, and he knows that's going to throw over the edge, but it's going to get good ratings. But it's so hard. It's like, so she said they had makeup sex. He said he left at 1 a.m. What is the truth?
They had sex.
Yeah.
They had sex. I don't think she'd just make that up out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Well, Colleen, this was so fun. Easy banter with you. Guys, don't forget to use TJG $5 off at morningrecoverydrink.com. And you can give me a 5-star review, join the Jury Speaks, follow us on Instagram. We love you. And thanks for tuning in this week. Thanks for coming in, Col.
Thanks for having me. It was so fun. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.